we are doing now. And if you could please, I start these out with probably my easiest question. And it's if you could please say your name for me, and then also if you could spell it. And if you could please include your maiden name.
Okay. Ramona, R-A-M-O-N-A, R, Wheeler, Ransom, R-A-N-S-O-M, Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, and Ransom is R-A-N-S-O-M.
And that's your maiden name.
That's my maiden
name. And that's where you, the Navy, you served in the Navy under, correct? Ransom?
Yeah, when I went in.
Yeah, okay. And you were in the Navy, you were away.
I was a wave,
I would like to start out, actually, before, now go move to talking about your oral history, but begin with a little bit of your background. Can you tell me where you grew up?
Well, I was born in Fairfield, Nebraska, and my birthday's 2/19/21, and my folks brought me out here from Nebraska when I was 1 year and 3 months old, and I've lived in Oregon ever since.
Wow.
In and out of Oregon, because I've been a lot of places. So, but that's where I was. I've been raised here.
Why did your folks move from Nebraska to Oregon?
Well, there were some of the relatives were out here, I think, and so we just came out here and to join them. And my grandparents were out here, and other relatives came, and then eventually quite a few of them got out here. But my mother's family was still in Nebraska.
So your dad's family was the one who had moved out here?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Where did you settle? Where did they settle?
Here in Corvallis.
Just down the street?
Right here.
Chinese buffet.
built the house there on 9th Street, and we lived there till we, well,
till they tore the house down.
Built the house there, and then my dad, you know, built the house, and then my grandparents built their house next door to, or vice versa. Anyway, we lived next door to my grandparents. And I went to school here in Corvallis, and went to Washington School, grade school here,
Were your family, were they farmers?
No. My dad, worked for the water department when he came here, and he read all the water meters in Corvallis.
All of them.
So you know how big Corvallis was at that time. So that's what he did, and walked. He walked.
Wow.
So then after that, after the water department, then he worked for. Well, I guess he worked for the water department most of the time, but he was a volunteer fireman, and he had a lot to do with the fire department.
So he helped out with the fire department when he
was. Mm-hmm, that was his hobby, sort of, because, and my brothers were all volunteer firemen too, so they were just, they were fire people,
How big was your family? How many brothers and sisters?
I had 2 brothers.
Okay.
And
you're the only girl.
I'm the only girl, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
And so then, well, as I say, I went through Corvallis schools and went to grade school, walked a mile to school from, you know, at that time, walked, and it was just a mile from our place to Washington School where I went, and my grandfather was janitor at two of the different schools I was in. And so then.
What was Corvallis like then? I mean, it's got to have changed a
lot.
Oh,
very much, right. Small town, small town, you know, and it was nice, small town. And most of the places are gone now, but it was good, and quite a few, you know, I know. And the other thing is that just yesterday I went to the Old Timers Picnic, and this was the ones who went to school here in Corvallis.
Mm-hmm.
Corvallis High School, so it was the ones who went to high school, and from what did
52.
I say? 52. Up to 52, and I graduated in 39, because we call ourselves the 39ers, so we get together and each year they have a picnic, and we just had it yesterday. And so it was a good day. It was the best day this week, you know. And so we're very thankful.
Yeah,
so
you lucked out with the weather. It's
we
not,
did.
Not quite so mm-hmm. rainy or anything mm-hmm. like it was earlier.
So anyway, I've been in Corvallis, and then I was in. I worked three times. I worked for the
4-H
department, and I worked for the 4-H department. So I worked there, and then I went to.
I want to interject here too, because I want to identify the two other voices that we're hearing here, just in case people start.
Oh.
People start.
Yeah.
They can say, "Who are these strange voices?" Coming up from the distance on
right.
microphone, and these are your daughters.
These are my daughters. This is Pam.
This
is Pam, and this is Karen.
Pam and Karen are in the background, so these are the other
uh-huh.
additional voices that we may be.
Uh-huh, right.
And what are your last names? Are you?
I'm Wheeler.
Okay.
I'm Taylor.
Wheeler and Taylor. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So okay.
Okay. So
okay.
So we were talking about the 4-H, and you started.
Uh-huh.
Did you start working for the 4-H after you graduated from high school, or were you still
uh-huh.
in high school?
After I graduated from high school, I started work, and I went to the 4-H department, and it was on campus. I worked, you know, here at Oregon State,
mm-hmm.
and so I worked there. I don't remember how many years, but a couple of years, I guess. And then I can't remember. You have to help me remember.
Then you went to school,
the business college.
Then I went to business college in Portland,
mm-hmm.
and so I went to Binky Walker Business College in Portland, and that was about 9 months. Someplace I have that, how long it was I went.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I came back to Corvallis and went to work. They hired me again at the 4-H office. And so I worked there. I don't remember how long there, but I worked at the 4-H office again. And then I went into the Navy,
mm-hmm.
and so someplace it said, you know, how come I went into the Navy? And I said, well, I just thought about it a lot, and I liked the Navy uniform.
What was it that you liked about the uniform?
Well, blue. It was blue, and that was my color. So that's why I did that.
Did you know anything else about the uniform aside from the color? Did you know, like, who it, you know, I mean, like, if any, it just, you just saw it and you thought it was a pretty color?
I liked it. I liked the Navy. And who was it? Oh, my cousin was in the Navy. He was in the Navy, and And so it was just, and I thought about it a long time I thought about it, and I thought, well, I must go. And I tried to get my cousin to go with me, and no, she wasn't going to do it. And I thought, well, I'm going to go anyway. So I did. So I volunteered.
What did your parents think about it when they heard that you had volunteered?
Well, it was all right. And at the time when I was going, I was in Portland, and my dad was, it was at the time of the war, I mean, the starting of the war, because he was, my dad was, what did he do? He'd go and cover, well, anyway, he was helping out. He was volunteering for the war effort too. That's all.
Was he, you said he was covering. Was he making sure that people's windows were dark? Was that what he was doing? The blackouts.
Yeah, and to be sure that they did what they were supposed to, and so forth. He'd check and see. So he was in Portland too, getting more information too, mm-hmm. that they wanted to tell him, and so he was there. And so he was there at the time that I went to sign in, you mm-hmm. know. And so he was there and went with me here in Portland.
And he thought it was a good idea.
Oh yeah, they thought it was okay. They didn't say no. So anyway, I joined the Navy then, and then, of course, it was a while. I can't remember. It wasn't too long before I went.
They brought you into boot camp right away, pretty quickly.
Well, of course, yeah, I think so. I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. Well, for one thing, I think I had to have my tonsils out before I went. I think something happened, and so I had to have a tonsillectomy before I left. But mm-hmm. but anyway, I did that. And of course we went to New York to mm-hmm. to boot camp. And
did
and
you take a train across country?
Uh-huh. Five days.
Wow.
5 days and four nights or something like that. I think that's what it was. Yeah, quite a trip.
Tell me about that. Do you remember anything about the trip?
Well, just that we went. We just a little bit. It just came on, so it's okay.
I'm just going to turn it down
slowly.
So it's not so noisy.
What?
So it's not so noisy.
Oh, you can't do anything okay. about that. It's better to leave it on because okay. I'll be cool. So, yeah, just leave it. Yeah. Yeah, don't change it because I've made a trip to the hospital already this week.
Don't want that to happen.
Right. So
it won't be that bad. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good about picking up the, you know, we'll hear a little bit of it, mm-hmm. but what's good about picking up the voice.
So then where were we?
We were talking about the train trip. I asked you what you remembered about the train trip.
Oh, long train trip. And it was okay because there were others on, you know, others going too. I guess we all, several of us went, because I remember my friend was with me, Betty Ann Fox, and so we were on at the same time, and I knew she was in she was in school a year ahead of me in school, so I knew her.
She's from Corvallis.
She is.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then when we got there, of course, I can't remember when we got there. I don't remember what we did, but mm-hmm. but then we went into Hunter College. I mean, it was just like a college dorm and so forth, and so we were assigned to rooms, and there were four of us in a room, and there were I think there were several of us from Oregon too that went at the same time, because and so as I say, we were in the boot camp for
Don't worry about if you can't remember exact dates, because we can always add stuff in later when I write the transcript and get it to you. So that's not I'll get you a copy of it eventually.
Yeah, I can't remember how long we were in boot camp, but we were in the Bronx in New York.
In Hunter College.
Hunter College.
What was that like, being in New York after being, you know, in a small town in Oregon?
Well, it was okay because we were there. I mean, and there was a field March, you know, we'd practice in, and so, but the one thing that I do remember, this is beside the point, but we had a weekend in New York after we'd been there for certainly several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We had a weekend in New York, and so, but the weekend that we had in New York was, it was just a weekend, and we went into New York and to do things, and so that weekend we had to stand regimental review for President Roosevelt.
So did you not get to go into New York, or did you have to?
Oh, yeah, we did that first, and then we went into New York. It was just a little shorter time in New York, and
mm-hmm.
and so we went to the Roosevelt Hotel. I don't remember what we did, but we went in there but that was, I thought, pretty neat, you know, that we even though we shortened our weekend in New York, it was good.
And what was it? I mean, so President Roosevelt came to Hunter College and looked everything over. Was that how that?
No, he just, I guess he was just. He just came in his vehicle, and you know, they brought him, and that's why he came, was just, I think, you know, like he to see the facility, I guess. I don't know. I don't remember that, except that was the weekend that we stood regimental review, and the weather was pretty good, because you know, once in a while if it's hot and they faint and everything, well. But I don't remember that anybody much fainted at that time. So the weather was pretty good, because it was in September,
mm-hmm.
and so. But anyway, that was what we did, so anyway, then from there we went to I was assigned that. Then I went to Yeoman School.
What were you hoping to do that, or did you have something else that you would like? Is that what you wanted to do? Do you remember? Or
no, I don't remember. But as I said, I could type.
Mm-hmm.
I could type, and so some of them went to air something school, but that's why I guess I was assigned to that. So I went to Yeoman School in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and that was again was a college, and so it was like kind of like here we had great food. So I didn't tell you that when I weighed less than 100 pounds when I went in for my, and they said, do you think you could gain up to do you think you could get to be 100 pounds before you leave? And I said, no way. I said, no way. And so.
How tall are you, just so that we have
5'3".
So, yeah. So,
so anyway, so I went to, and so we had good meals, and it's like here. We had 3 meals a day, and in the college, and then if there were desserts, you know, you could have extra. And so anyway, by the time I went to Yeoman School or boot camp and Yeoman School, by the time I got home in uniform, I weighed I gained 30 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
I gained 30 pounds. And I never took all that off. So So that it was, it agreed with me.
Clearly.
Right. So anyway, that's the thing that I remember. And Stillwater, Oklahoma was nice when we were there. As I say, the weather was good and everything, and we were out and exercised. The morning that we left Oklahoma, we took the train again from Oklahoma and to California, mm-hmm. and it was a lovely day. I went home before I went to, mm-hmm. The weather was really nice, and we remembered that, and so then.
Do you remember any of the women? Like, did you make any friends with any of the women there?
Oh yeah, oh yes, I had friends. I had friends, and I met two girls from Duluth, Minnesota, and we stayed together the whole time. And so then we were sent when we were together the whole time, and then when we went to California, one of them had a sister. I went to California, mm-hmm. after we got to go home, and then I was assigned to San Diego. I went to San Diego.
Okay.
So we went to San Diego. I worked at the Naval Repair Base, and so there the ships came in to San Diego and for repair, mm-hmm. and so then our office made the or our what I did was to make up the repair reports or for the ships, and so that was my job. Was one of my jobs was in that office, was mm-hmm. to do the, and so we were there, and as I say, these two girls were with me too, and the one of them had a sister on Mission Beach, and so we could go to Mission Beach for on the, you know, on the weekends or whatever, and so that was, and we stayed friends after too. In fact, when I got out of the service, I was discharged. They were discharged 2 weeks before I was, and so then on my way home from San Diego to Oregon, I went by way of Duluth, Minnesota.
It's a little roundabout.
Oh, and the other thing I want to say was when I was discharged on my discharge, and I think it says somewhere, we went from New York to California by way of Canada on the train, you know, mm-hmm. and so when I was discharged, I got $100 for that because I was out of the country. And I said, I'll take that. right. So I said, I'll take that.
Oh, of course. Okay.
And so that was interesting too. But in the when we worked in that, you know, on the repairs, it was interesting too. And of course, it was office work and everything. And the people were really nice. And where we lived was nice facility. And
did you live on the base? Or did you have an apartment?
We didn't live on base, let's see, close to the base, because we had to, I don't remember how we got from the office. I don't remember how we got mm-hmm. from the office to the, but anyway, that was.
But you were in an apartment, not in barracks?
We had that too. Was the place where we had I think that was where we had one place we were, we had, there were four of us in the room, and so we had we were in bunks, and there were two above and two below, and we had, and we, and I can't remember whether that was in one of the places. It was, I don't think it was in boot camp,
mm-hmm.
anyway, at one time. So the thing that I remember, that it was like an apartment, because I remember that we had to stand watch there, too, in this, and it must have been an apartment, but we had to. Can't think. Anyway,
that's okay. So what sort of work? You said you were working in San Diego, and you were in the ship, and kind of help with the ships and everything. What other sort of work did you do? I mean, was it just all basic office?
Well, work? Mostly it was, and then after a while, I worked for a Captain Dockweiler, and I was his secretary, because I remember he'd call me in, you know, to take a letter or something, and they always knew when I'd taken dictation from him, because I had to look up the words in the dictionary, and they knew when I went to the dictionary that he dictated to me, because he had some big words. And so
they weren't quite familiar with.
That's right. So, but it was, he was really nice too, and all the people were nice, you know. It was.
I know that some women I've talked to, you know, they met, there were men that didn't necessarily, weren't happy to have women in the office or in the
uh-huh.
Navy.
Well,
did you find that?
No,
all?
I didn't find that. I didn't find that at all. I never ran into anybody that wasn't.
What was it like when you said you came home between yeomans, when you went to yeoman school and you started your job? What was your what did your parents think when they saw you in uniform?
Well, I don't know. Of course, they were surprised at the size I was, and so I guess they were just happy to see me, because I got home on Christmas Day. I got home on Christmas Day. We left Oklahoma the 22nd of December, and I got home on Christmas Day. So, anyway, that was Christmas that year.
That's
and
a nice Christmas present.
Mm-hmm, it was. Uh-huh. So, it was. Then I was home probably for 2 weeks. I don't remember, but and then I went to San Diego,
mm-hmm.
and so. And reported there.
Did either of your brothers, were they old enough to serve in the military at this point?
Mm-hmm. Not at this point, but my younger brother, then he went into the Navy later, and he served on the Blue. He was on a destroyer, I think he was.
During World War II or during Korea? During Korea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what about your other brother?
My other brother was, he just worked all the time.
Okay.
He was 3 years older than I.
And so he never got drafted?
No. No.
Huh.
I don't know whether he was.
I think Patty said he was rejected.
Okay.
For some
uh-huh.
physical reason.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, it's just because it was just kind of an, that's,
uh-huh.
you know, most everyone I talked to had, you know, they
uh-huh.
had, all their brothers ended up serving.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But no, he didn't. And he did a lot of things, and he worked, he was the one, no, Stan worked for Pitney Bowes, Dwayne,
Siemens,
Alice Chalmers,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether, but he didn't
okay.
serve.
Were you in San Diego the entire time?
Mm-hmm.
Was that where you wanted? I mean, did you have a place you wanted to go? Or?
No, it was fine because they said, you know, you could either be the East Coast or the West Coast or whatever. And so I was lucky that I got to come to the East, I mean, the West Coast, because I could have ended up in New York, you know.
Why do you think you were lucky to be in the West on the West Coast?
Because that's where I came from, I guess.
You could be a little bit closer to home?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like living away from home? I mean, this is really kind of the first time you had left Oregon and everything. Was that difficult?
No, it did seem to be. I don't remember that it bothered me, you know, so. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you remember special about your job or any time, any things, that you know, instances that you remember at work, things happening? Or memorable things happening?
Mm. Well, not offhand, I don't remember. Okay. And, of course, we were, San Diego, we were close to the Mexican border, and we could go down, I guess we went to Tijuana one time, we could probably made a trip down there or something, you know, but I don't remember, mostly we went to Mission Beach, and so it was nice to be able to go to the sister's place, and there were, you know, there were other sailors and people there that we could just do things with, and we could go to the zoo and you know, San Diego was a good place to be.
Well, San Diego, there's a lot. I mean, even then there were a lot. I mean, still now
mm-hmm.
there were a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a big Navy town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know. I mean, there's it's a big Navy community.
Mm-hmm. And my cousin came. He was in the Marines, and he came at one time there to see me, and I can't remember. I don't remember where he was stationed at the time, but he came by at one time. And he, as I say, he was a Marine, and
mm-hmm.
and so anyway, that was.
Did you? You said you went out with people and you did things with people. Was there anyone special that you dated mm-hmm. there, or just
well,
in general?
Different ones. I dated different ones there, and we could go to the dances. Of course, they had different bands that came in, and we'd go to see those bands and dance there at the where the bands were, and a lot of different ones came in there.
Do you remember anyone specific?
No, I don't think of. Anyone in a specific person?
The sister who lived in the sister of your friend who lived in Mission
mm-hmm.
Beach.
Mm-hmm.
When she wasn't in the Navy, was she?
No.
Okay, she was just a civilian living in San Diego.
She was a civilian, working in San Diego. So Lilas and Clarice. That was those were the girls. Lilas and Clarice.
The two sisters.
And both of them, you know, they were from Duluth, Minnesota.
These were your two friends in the Navy,
mm-hmm.
not the, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Lilas and Clarice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's, as I say, I had a good experience in the Navy. I did have. I'm glad I was there.
What, do you remember anything about when the war was ending?
When the war ended, I was the night they were all celebrating downtown. I had duty in the barracks. I didn't get to go out that night. I had duty in the barracks.
Oh dear.
That I'll remember.
Was there anyone in the barracks?
Well, me. I guess maybe some of the girls were around, but I know that I had to be there. So
I would think you would have been a little peeved.
Well, I was disgusted, let's say. So anyway, they went out and had a good time, and I was there. So, and one thing that the Navy did for me was that I needed, they said I needed to have this tooth pulled. and they pulled a tooth for me, and so it bled. I bled, and so then I spent the night in the infirmary for that until they got the bleeding stopped, and so that they did for me.
When was that? Was this early?
While I was at that time that I was working,
mm-hmm.
and so I don't remember why they thought I needed it done, but anyway they said, and so before I knew it, well, I was on my way to get my tooth pulled, and then I was in overnight because I guess I got paler and paler, and they said, oh my.
Oh dear.
So, but it was okay.
How long did you stay in after, do you remember how long you stayed in after the war ended?
No, I didn't. When I was discharged from San Diego, then I came home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was discharged, and then I came home after that. I didn't stay in. When I was discharged, then I came home from, and I was, as I said, these two girls were discharged 2 weeks before I was,
mm-hmm.
and so then I was I was there, and then I came home from that.
You went to go see them.
Oh, then I went. Then I went to on the way home. I went through Minnesota.
Did you want to stay in the military?
No.
Why not?
I'd done my thing, I guess, and I was ready to. I'd done that, and so I came home.
Did you have anyone special at this point that you were coming home to,
mm-mm.
or you were gonna come home and go back and
mm-hmm.
go back to work?
Go back to the 4-H. Well, I went back and got a job again with the 4-H office because that was the other time I got. They were glad to have me back.
So you went, yeah, you went back and you just started working for them again, doing
mm-hmm.
the same sort of
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ended up taking advantage of the GI Bill or anything?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
You got the house loan.
Oh, well.
I don't know whether that's not education, though, I guess.
No, the way I could, when I, after we were married and we wanted, and my husband was working for the power company, and we moved around quite a bit, and so when we'd move, we needed to get a loan to get this place because we'd maybe lived someplace for 2 or 3 years, and then they'd have you move, and so. When we'd get a loan for a house, I could get the loan because I was Oregon, and he was from Minnesota. I mean, Montana.
Mm.
He was from Montana, so I could get the loan for Oregon.
Mm.
So we bought several houses that way.
In Oregon.
Mm-hmm, in Oregon.
How did you two meet? He was from Montana. How did you?
Oh, how we met was that after we came back, I was back in Corvallis. I was back in Corvallis, and he had been to college, and he came back to Oregon State, and
he had gone to Oregon State,
and he came back to Oregon State, and so that's how so that's how I met him, through a friend who would have people we'd meet through the
she said get togethers.
Hmm?
She said get togethers. She would invite people to her
house.
Oh,
she'd invite people to her house, and so we'd go, and she was really nice, and so we'd go to her house, and that's where he was invited at one time, and so that's where we got together, and so then.
What was your husband's name?
Del. John Delbert Wheeler.
John Delbert Wheeler, and he went by Del.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And some people called him John, some people called him Del, and some called him
J.D.
Like my dad, he had all these different names.
He worked for
which group?
He worked for the power company, you know, and so those guys were.
And you said you ended up moving around a lot, just in Oregon or all over?
All over.
Where else did you move?
Well, we were in Montana. We were in
California.
We were in
Washington.
Because he, you know, he had moved to the different places, and then we'd sometimes it'd be for. Not always for the power company, but he might work for somebody else. But he was always in electricity. He knew that, and so that's where we went, was wherever the work was. And so
was that hard moving a lot, or was it something you just kind of?
I guess that's just was just something that that we did because that was the thing to do, and so. So she was born in
she being
Pam was born
Karen
Karen was born Karen was born in
Salem.
And at the time at the time she was born he was working in Detroit, Oregon, and it was fire season, and so he was back and forth, and so they didn't know, you know, because it was fire season. And so then, she was in the Salem. We were in Salem at that time, and so she was in the Salem hospital. Mm-hmm. And so then, when Pam was born, we were back in Corvallis. So she was born in the hospital in Corvallis.
Right. But they were actually living in Wemmy, which is up on the way to Mount Hood, behind the tavern.
Okay.
In a trailer park.
Yeah, right. He worked for Timberline Lodge at one time, and he was the maintenance person there, and so we had a trailer,
mm-hmm.
and we moved it to Wemmy so that we could be there. And then while we were there, the owner of Timberline Lodge had a house, and so we moved into that house at Rhododendron, so that we lived there for a year. Moved out of the trailer.
It was nice to be in a house.
Right, and so that's where we lived when, at that time, and when we were at Timberline, when we were at the lodge, then. So anyway.
Do you think? I mean, was how do you think that the military. Service, do you think it impacted? How did it impact your life? I mean, you said it was a great experience, but
mm-hmm.
did it cause anything you know to later on in your life? Did it impact you in any way, or maybe change your outlook on anything? Or
well, I think I was, of course, I was always. I don't know that it did. I guess that's just the way I am. That's just the way I am.
What do you mean?
I kind of accept whatever my life is, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the time I've had, you know, good experiences and I've been happy.
I know that you went to business college, but you didn't go to a 4-year university or anything like
Mm-mm.
that. Was that be I mean, why not? Why did you decide? I mean, was that why did you decide only to do to do business college rather than other choice, another choice?
Well, I just thought, I guess I thought because I like to work and I didn't feel like I was college material, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Was that a priority for your parents that you go to college?
No. No.
How did that change at all with your daughters? I mean, how did you encourage them to, what were you encouraging them to do?
Whatever they wanted to. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. So that's what they did.
And so what did they end up doing?
Well, they've done a little bit of everything too. And Karen, she just loves to teach, and she went, you know, she teaches everything. And Pam has worked, and she can do anything too. And she went to cooking school. That's what she did. She has done. And
Karen is going to college for all of this.
Yeah, right. She takes classes whenever she has a chance. And she teaches others.
She was 45.
That's okay.
She teaches others. She teaches children and everything. She
mm-hmm.
just does a lot for, and she has these, she just helps everybody out. So, and Pam's really good. She can do anything too. She can do, you know, she can, all these girls can do computer, you know. So.
Oh, trust me, that's not that impressive. Just pushing buttons, you know.
And so I volunteered in the Dollar Bus office and for 15 years or something like that.
Which office was this?
Well, they have Dollar Bus here.
Ah, okay.
And so I was in there for that long. It was a volunteer thing, you know, and so I could answer the phone and I could tell people where to go and so forth. But when they brought in the computers, I said, I'm out of here. I don't know computer, and so this is long enough. I'll retire. So I was pretty good at volunteers, and I delivered Meals on Wheels, and I did, you know, lots of that sort of thing.
Wow. You know, I've noticed that a number of the women that I've talked to, this seems to be kind of a common thread. A lot of the women did do a lot of volunteering in their life. Do you think that kind of military service laid the groundwork for any of that, or maybe not so much?
I don't know.
Yeah. If you were going to go back and do it again, would you join the Waves again?
I think so. I mean, if that was need be, I guess I would. It would be the Waves, that's for sure.
And why the Waves and not the others again?
Well, just because I like it. I like the Waves.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add? Anything you think that you'd like to talk about that we haven't talked about?
I can't think of anything right now.
Okay. Well, if you think of anything, you can always, you know.
Ask them. I always call them back after I've talked to them, and I said, they always get a second call, so.
That's all right. If you need to do a second round, we can do a second round. This is no big deal.
Mm-hmm. So, well, after she brings the things,
yeah.
You know, from... So
absolutely.
Maybe we'll have a second round
that would be a good thing.
Have the pictures.
That would be good, because then we can talk about some of the pictures I'd like to do
uh-huh,
and look
right.
at some of the things. I think that would be nice.
Uh-huh.
All right, well,
so
I'm going to go ahead.